Righteousness by Faith. Chapter 4. Righteousness by faith in last days and the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary. Those who truly keep commandments in day of atonement do so by faith of Jesus. Agape love produces obedience to the law by faith. We are to consider Christ our high priest as having taken our sinful nature yet not sinning. These two chapters belong together. Christ's work as high priest bound up with his having taken our sinful nature yet without sin. Practical fruit of Christ's high priestly ministry on Day of Atonement, to prepare a people to demonstrate in our sinful flesh the righteousness of the law, even as he did, in the likeness of sinful flesh, is not only possible, but certain that Christ's people will overcome, even as he overcame. Those who so overcome will be his bride. True justification by faith makes the believer obedient to the law of God. Curse of the law is not obedience but disobedience. In justification by faith, Christ redeems us from disobedience to the law. The works of the law, not pure obedience, but man's self-centered efforts to obey for a selfish motive, seeking reward or fearing hell. Such works are of unbelief. Our own righteousness is selfish and proud, under the curse, is therefore actual disobedience to the law. God's righteousness is by faith in cross of Christ, destroys pride, changes the heart, and is therefore true obedience to the law. Under the law means under self-centered motivation that ministers to pride, hard-heartedness. Self-sufficiency is exact opposite of faith, and is the same as being under sin. In Greek, to have faith and to believe is same word. New Testament faith defined as a heart appreciation of the agape love of Christ revealed at the cross. Try this definition of faith as you read Romans and Galatians, and the truth will come alive for you. Those who truly believe will glory in nothing but cross of Christ. True gospel is justification by faith. Perverted gospel is a counterfeit. Three angels' messages are genuine justification by faith in the judgment hour setting. Warn against counterfeit. These messages given in the time when the mystery of God should be finished, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The seventh angel heralds day of atonement ministry.